Curse the world.
There's your fucking take.
Sorry, I came out a little hot.
Yo, dude, I mean, relax.
The youngest and the tightest.
Hear me out.
Pump the brakes.
This isn't a cult.
You stupid motherfucker.
Welcome back, YT gang, to another episode of DJVW!
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
The birthday boy.
That's right, dude.
Sure.
37
Hold on.
Years young.
Wow. Hold on.
Go ahead.
I had to check my phone.
Go ahead.
I'm just...
Dude, you interrupted the flow, dude.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Is that your wife, dude?
Yeah. She said the AC doesn't work in the new car.
Oh,
well, good thing it's only 80 today.
Dude, it was just...
Yeah, you're like a full-blown
old
man now. You're getting birthdays.
Owner. Sure, yeah.
You're getting houses.
Yeah.
You're getting furniture that's back-ordered.
And there'll be other announcements soon to come.
Oh, my God, bro. Fixing pipes in the walls. Look
at you,
bro.
Dude. Yo, the only thing is when these guys are like... You know, they'll say, hey, to fix that pipe, it's $600. And then I think, like, well, this is going to take you 2 hours.
Yeah.
What do you do with all the money? What, pussy, liquor, and drugs?
Like, yeah. I mean, if we're talking plumbers, that's all they have. They wallow all day, knee-deep in shit, and then they fucking, you know, they fuck hookers and they do blow. And then
plumbers pussy, crack.
That's yeah. It.
That's
okay.
It. Yeah, it's
and,
a lot
and
of
And
money.
Another thing. Hey, Marco.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's right.
Okay? Because I listened to the last podcast,
that's
Moment of Silence.
That's goddamn right, dude.
The Moment of Silence. And you said for me to go fuck myself?
That's right.
I should dust your teeth with a brick right now.
Dude, but the good news is you got your legs back.
I'm here.
Yeah, and you're
I'm
back
alive.
From the dead, dude.
I listened to your last show.
That's right. I would hope so.
No,
what,
I'm
dude,
just
don't
kidding.
Fucking, no, don't
it,
do the...
It wasn't bad. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
The DJVW.
Yeah.
We're done talking about the vid.
Oh, yeah, I think so. As far as I'm concerned, I got my vaccinations, bro. Everybody should get their vaccinations. Yeah.
Our job, what we do,
yeah.
is to make you guys laugh and feel happy.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the vid for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Go listen to Rogan.
That's
okay?
right. But also, go out and get your vaccine. Everybody go out and get your vaccine.
And also, go back and listen to the last episode. Cause it was
No. You can pretty much scratch that episode.
I don't stand by anything that I said, bro. I don't stand by anything that I said.
I mean, it wasn't all COVID related.
That's right, dude.
It was 99%. And then a bit that went down in flames. That Dave was doing about my mortality.
Hey. Bro, you were dying and you had no legs, and I just wanted to draw attention to that.
You know what? Let me draw attention
How
to this.
How about Brick? Yeah.
I want to do a quick
Brick, bro.
Brick? You mean the character that came back and
yeah,
off
dude,
and on and off and on?
That dude, yeah. The dude who's who
you
I
were
could
Dave
maintain?
And then Brick. You were.
What
you
was
were,
his last name?
I don't remember.
Brick
you
Brickley,
fucking made it up.
Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Brick Brickley, bro.
Wasn't it Brick?
I'm not that redundant,
Brick
dude.
Prickly?
It was something sounded like that.
It was
though.
Lee.
I don't know.
Lee.
I don't know where. I don't know much about him. All
Yo,
I know
real,
is that
real quick,
I couldn't maintain him for very long.
No, you couldn't. You kept going. This is Brick Prickly.
This is Brick Prickly.
Like,
and then I'm
and
like,
then
so
Dave,
anyway.
And then anyway,
dude, it's
about
hard,
COVID-19.
Dude. It's hard, all right.
So, yo, just real quick, I want to do a couple shout-outs, okay?
Yes, all right, go ahead.
Because a few boys that listened to us were like, you're not going to remember. And I was like, no, I swear to God, I'm going to remember. So, I want to do a couple shout-outs to my boys at K&F Tire. Shout out K&F Tire in Doylestown. Shout out Unionville Automotive.
Do we get a discount code? I need some tires, bro.
Maybe.
That's
if
right.
He, if he buys tires. Them at there and then does them in his yard, maybe we could get
All
a
right,
discount.
Hit us up, dude.
That's how you do it. You tell the mechanics, like, yo, are you doing work at your house? Because that's the work. Because
I'll bring a 12-pack over. We'll get down. I'll bring some sausages, toss them on the fucking grill. You change my tires out.
A little gram of cocaine.
Yeah, dude. I'll give you the old grab and twist. You
just
know?
Hang out.
Give the old double hand
Dave
grab
will
and
fuck
twist.
You.
I'll suck your dick, bro.
Yeah. So shout out to K&F Tire, Unionville Auto, my boy Dan at DC or Hannon Automotive.
Yeah.
And if I missed anybody,
Damn,
I'm sorry.
Dude, that many people though?
Dude, we got a lot of people that listen to it. Yo, we're killing the South Jersey market. The funny thing is, so I went into my boys over at
Who
Unionville.
Who knew that was a market?
Yeah, it is. It
fucking
is.
Crushing that South Jersey market, dude.
Yo,
Central Jersey's on the fence.
And the North Jersey, mostly black.
Mostly
is,
black.
They don't
people,
like
yeah.
us there.
The blacks don't like us.
So, no, he goes like this. I go into the shop and he goes, hey, man, I've been listening to you. I really love the show. He's like,
You're
it's
like a
great.
Celebrity, dude.
And kind of, quasi.
That's
yeah.
how you felt, right?
So I went in there and he's like, I love your show. He's like, yeah, the only thing is, he's like, I can't listen to it with certain people. So certain people in the car can't listen to it, you know? Or what happens is, like, he's like, if I'm listening to it loud, I got to turn it down if I pull up to a guy at a light or something like that.
I'm proud of that.
I like that. Yeah, I like that the DJVW is not for everybody.
Well, what I
we're
like
here
is that
not to make friends.
Well, I like that it's a coveted thing that you enjoy, but you have to hide from other people so they don't.
You
got to
hide your closet racism
and
homophobia.
Right. I go to DJVW for all my homophobia and racism.
Yeah, I mean, no, we're definitely homophobic racists.
That's right. Homophobic racists.
But I mean, we are kind of like the goddamn League of Nations. Though. Everybody in here is something.
That's true. That is true. I am 97% black and 35% gay.
The rest is gay.
That's right. No, and I'm a grandfather.
It's but no, those guys love us out there. They listen to
I'm
our show and they think we're the bee's knees. And
they're not wrong.
And tell a friend. And at this point, once again, I'm going to ask you to like, subscribe, and share the DJVW.
Right.
And if you're not watching this on YouTube, you should go over there, click subscribe, hit that bell, and you'll be able to watch the boys every week or subscribe to us on Spotify.
If you know any closeted homophobic racist dudes that
let them know
are looking for a good laugh,
let them know.
Send them our way, dude.
I bet we kill in like the Trump market.
Oh, I bet you would. If we leaned hard in that direction, we'll just stout.
You know what we should do?
Staunch Republicans.
You know what we
should
do?
Yeah,
we should go hard in the paint for like reelect Trump 2024 kind of thing,
dude. I think
we would
we
make a lot of fans, but we would also make a lot of enemies.
We need to get on the council of our respected towns that we live in. We need to get to be board members. We need to get to be politicians, low-level politicians. Before you know it, you'll be the mayor of your town. Mark will be the mayor of his town. I'll be
and
the mayor of our town.
And then we could start embezzling money.
That's fucking right, dude.
I'm going to try to get to be the mayor of this place.
Yeah.
Because we're located at the studio. What is this, Mattawan?
This is Mattawan, yeah.
Because the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to order Chop Sports, who owns this building. I'm going to have the council, the city council, up
That's
their
right.
ass.
That's
I'm
right.
talking about fines.
Yeah, because
I'm
our
talking
fucking
about
fluorescent bulbs still aren't working.
Still aren't working,
still
guys.
Still not fucking working.
I'm going to be like, hey, I want the city health inspector
over here. Oh, but you have money
here.
For different furniture.
You got money for Jimmy Palumbo.
Jimmy Palumbo. I'll kneel on his fucking neck.
Speaking of Jimmy Palumbo... Let me let you know how this went. So
I hope that guy ain't black.
No, he's not. He's definitely,
he's
not,
definitely not.
So you could totally kneel on his neck.
Okay,
and,
okay.
And I'll tell you why he's not watching. So Jimmy Palumbo, right?
Yeah.
He was in the
Who's
movie.
Who's that, dude?
Exactly.
Who is that?
I really don't know who that is.
I'm gonna explain to you who it is, okay?
All right.
Jimmy Palumbo is in a movie called Beer League with Artie
Lang. Oh, okay, I know that guy.
I know Artie Lang.
The poster is in the fucking
foyer.
No,
yeah, no, I know
Oh, yeah, the thing that greets you when you walk in, it's their pride.
Yeah, he's not even on. He's not on the poster.
He's not on the poster. Why isn't he on the poster, Jay? I don't understand.
Because who's Jimmy Palumbo?
Who's Jimmy Palumbo?
Exactly. So I come into the studio. I had to pick something up or do something. I wanted to just kind of check everything out.
You were on the phone, right? You were on the phone when you walked
in. I was
in,
on the phone with somebody when
Very
I walked
important
in.
Phone
you
got to
remember, like, I get calls from, like, customers and things like that. So I am kind of a, you know, I need to be on the horn to make some money.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of things at once.
So I walk in, and there's the guys from Chop Sports. It's Chris and Dave.
That's right.
And then Palumbo is over here in the
in
the doorway.
Palumbo.
He's over here in the doorway.
Yeah.
They're talking about something I don't fucking
know.
Can
you, know. I really quickly,
they're,
though, for the people, what does he look
of the
like?
East Coast.
What does Palumbo look like?
He is older, but he's got dark eyebrows.
He's got super dark eyebrows. Missing a lot off the top, right?
He's
got a lot
of... He's thinning.
He's thinning a little bit.
Not gonna lie, he's thinning a little bit.
But not in the around the gut, in the midsection. There he's kind of...
No, he's fine. I mean, the man bats 760, you know, in softball. So he's in shape, okay? So I get in...
Back off, no problem.
I get in, and here he is, right there in the doorway. I'm on the phone, and then the guys start kind of busting my balls a little bit, you know? But I know Chris and Dave and stuff like this.
A couple of silly geese, nothing wrong with that.
You know, Palumbo starts kind of like getting on me or laughing on me a little bit, and I'm like,
he was poking at you.
Here's the guy.
Yeah, there he is. There's Palumbo right there.
Wow, playing never softball. Spots and all.
Yeah, gray hair, dark eyebrows, caterpillar eyebrows, and well, that picture he clearly dyed his hair.
Yes,
with
he
Artie
did.
Lang.
Yeah, he also dyed his eyebrows.
Sure does.
There you go. There's
there he is. There's a young Palumbo.
Only a few months ago he posted
So I come in. He's kind of starting to razz on me a little bit. They're laughing at me, and I'm on the phone. And I tell the guy on the phone, I'm like, hey, I got to go. I got the guy from Beer League in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could clearly see his face.
Right before you hung up, you heard, who? And then you turned the phone off.
Fuck that guy.
Who, dude?
So, dude, I could clearly see his face go from, like, laughing and like, you know, having fun to, like, who the fuck is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at me, and he was...
But completely, he was making fun at you, dude, right?
Well, they were laughing and just joking around a little bit, you know, razzing me a little bit, yeah. Which is okay.
Yeah, I think you stung him, but I think it was
Well, what happened was, I tell the guy on the phone, I'm like, I got Jimmy Palumbo. Oh, no, I say, I got the guy from Beer League in front of me.
Who?
Basically destroying his life's work as an actor.
Yeah.
And I don't know this guy. This is my first time meeting him, you know? He's in the doorway. He looks at me. He's completely bewildered.
Yeah, because he's got a tattoo on his chest that says Beer League.
No, he's just like, I don't even know this kid. Who the fuck is he to be talking to me like that? So he's trying to come up with something really quick.
Yeah.
So we have an acupuncturist here, and she does massage. And he looks at me, and because I said what I said, the guys are starting to laugh. And now it's been deflected from me to him.
Yeah, the kids are laughing behind daddy's back.
And he's not used to that now. Yeah. Because everybody, you know, loves the guy here.
Right.
And he looks at me, he's trying to figure out, like, what to say, what can I say to this kid? I don't know him. He looks at me, he goes, hey, why don't you go get a massage, guy?
And look, dude, look, honestly, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Because you could use a massage.
Now, well, the thing is,
to me is you stung him.
I stung him.
You stung him,
I jabbed him real quick.
And what he wanted to tell you was just like, can you
go fuck yourself is what he wanted to say.
Daddy, chill. Daddy? Chill.
No. He wanted to tell me, who the fuck are you? But I don't think he knew me well enough to say something like that. And also at the same time, here comes like a thick burly boy tattooed up. It's like, do I want to tell this guy to go fuck himself?
If he said that to you, I think you'd have a laugh.
I would be like, I thought it would be
funny. Then you'd strike him in the mouth.
No, I thought it would be funny because I would have got this guy so pissed off that he told me to go fuck myself.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been really funny.
Would have made the story
better.
But
he's an older guy, so he doesn't know. Like, basically, when he told me, like, go get a massage, guy.
Go get a massage, guy.
He basically told me, why don't you take a hike?
Yeah, take a hike. It's go fuck yourself.
It was a 1950s go fuck yourself.
Yeah, 1950s go fuck yourself. Now, I think what's going to happen to us, though, is all the shit we're talking. Next episode, that door's going to bust open.
Sure,
Jimmy Palumbo's going to come in here with his baseball bat that he used in Beer League.
Equipment.
And he's going to blast me and Jay straight in the kneecaps. He's going to go boom, 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 boom. And we're just going to be fucking incapacitated.
He's going to be like, and then go get a massage, guy.
He's going to look at you and he's going, bet you could use that massage now, huh, guy?
Huh, guy?
Oh, God
so,
damn it.
That was my first interaction with a man who starred next to Robert De Niro in
It won't
movie.
Be your last.
No, I wonder what. Well, here's the thing. When we were walking out, now it gets even more uncomfortable because
I didn't hear this
I walked out with him.
Yeah.
And it was him and another guy, and I was walking out. And when I left, we you know, went our separate ways, and I say, later, Jim. And he didn't say shit to me. And I know he heard.
Wow.
I know he heard because the guy to the right of him looked back.
Whoa.
And was like,
Hollywood can't take a hit, dude. Are you kidding me?
Fuck
Hollywood
it.
Can't have a little fun?
Hollywood.
Whoa,
so that was my interaction with the most famous person that I've ever met personally.
And that's why me and Marco stole their beer.
I insulted the guy. Yeah, I insulted Jimmy Palumbo of Beer League. On my first meet with him.
Well, I think that makes you a disgusting human being, to be perfectly honest. I think
it makes me courageous.
No,
and,
I think you have no respect for
anybody?
True art.
I think you laid down your territory, and I think it's okay.
That's right.
No,
thank you, Marco. Thank you, Marco.
Beer League is a piece of cinematic art, cinematic history.
It is a great movie. Hey,
no,
well,
Beer League is
not
a great movie.
I love that movie, dude. Yeah.
I've actually never seen
it. He was great in it.
Yeah, no, he was funny.
Palumbo was fucking hilarious in that. But, you know, also at the same time, don't you ever fucking laugh at
don't
me.
Don't step to the boy, dude.
All right, Jimmy.
Don't step to the boy.
All right, Jimmy. Don't
you
ever laugh.
Because he's 37 years old and he's fucking done taking shit from Hollywood,
I'm finished with it.
I'm fucking had it up to here with Hollywood.
But I would like to take this moment to apologize. I'm sorry. That was really uncouth.
Uncouthful. Yeah,
it was an asshole thing of me to do, and I felt bad.
I would like to
I
have
felt
seen
bad
it, though.
The second I said it.
Really?
So, like, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, what an asshole. But the thing is, like, I just recently had, like, a little spat with my wife. I was coming here just to watch, like, a fight and just chill by myself.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, these guys are 9-to-5ers here Monday through Friday, the Chop Sports guys.
Yeah, full-time boys.
So, I mean, when I was bound to run into somebody, didn't think it would be the fucking one of the main...
And you were already a little hot. You were ready for him. You wanted to jab those guys.
I came in not ready to joke around. I came in, like, upset.
I would like to have been a fly on the wall, though, because the sentence... this is the guy from Beer League. Let me get you. Let me let you. Whatever. Doesn't sound that bad.
I mean, it depends on how he said it.
Yeah,
it was how I said
it.
No, I said it like this. Hey, Rich, I'm going to let you go. I got the guy from Beer League in front of me. That's how I said it.
Wow. I like it, though.
Oh, he
I'm
was
not, mad
not
at it
happy
at all.
With that. Yo,
I'm not
dude,
mad at it at all.
His fucking dark eyebrows just went up like,
hey, man, look,
like,
you've
what
had
the
your,
fuck?
You've had your plate filled, man. You got a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
You're breaking walls in your your new home.
And then
shit.
Patching them up because all
you're
the fucking ductwork runs
fucking
through.
Right. Trying to buy furniture that's back ordered for 17
oh,
years.
Oh, yo, we went to Ashley Furniture, the warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I dropped you and I was like, hey, my guy was giving 60% off just to make the sales.
Yes.
But it was a little Nigerian guy. And they are hard to deal with.
Yes.
Nigerians, dude, those are the guys who steal your identity and try to get you into those internet
that's
scams.
That's right. That's right.
I don't want to say they're all the Nigerians are like that. They're like jacuzzis, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like,
wait.
Not all scammers.
Yeah.
Who, not all Nigerians are scammers, but all scammers are Nigerian.
Are you going to say they're filled with bacteria and always breaking? And
wait, where's the jacuzzi reference?
Yeah,
well,
that?
It's like hot tubs and jacuzzis.
Okay.
All jacuzzis are hot tubs,
but
not
all
hot
tubs
are jacuzzis.
Okay.
We use that all the time.
Honestly,
on this
that's
show,
a
Marco.
Hard press. I still don't really know what that means, to be perfectly honest. Like, why?
No, because a jacuzzi is a hot tub, but jacuzzi is a brand name.
Oh, okay, so like Band-Aid. Like Band-Aid or Q-tip?
Yes,
okay,
Q-tip.
Okay, yeah, no shit. All right, that makes sense. I didn't understand that. Yeah, dude.
Learn something
new
every day.
What did he say to you when you were like, yeah, my fucking boy gave, 60% off to make the sale?
He said, no, my man, I cannot do that for you.
Look, I'm not
That's
saying,
my Nigerian.
Look, I know you just said it, that not all Nigerians are scammers, but I watched a documentary called Scammers.
Yeah.
They were all Nigerian.
Indian, too. A lot of Indians.
Indians, yeah, but they've migrated
to being
doctors
and such. And I'll
tell
you something else. They also like to... I watched a great documentary about Nigerians. No.
Oh.
They're performers in the street, and they have, like, hyenas and shit.
Holy
they're like the hyena
shit.
Boys. Dude. Anyway, but they got to stop fucking trying to scam me into,
that's
like,
right.
getting my car insurance thing for
the
year.
Yeah. Well, I am really worried about my extended auto warranty.
Oh, yeah. No. They call all the time.
Yeah, it's been years.
Yo. So what happened was... I went there. I told him, like, hey, my one boy was just giving shit away to try to get the sales.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry, man. That's not how it works here. And I was like, come on, dog. You're making good commission on this. You know you got a little wiggle room. He's like, no. I don't make commission. Mm, I don't know how to do Nigerian.
That's not good. Go on, though. It's good. I understand what you're going for. Go on.
So he's like, no. I don't know how to do a Nigerian.
I don't think
it
matters.
Is
it
getting better?
I don't think he found
it. I'm trying to think like the Kemen Mutombo.
No. Do you sound like the dude? Yeah. No.
Yeah,
not
that's
in my
exactly
house.
It.
Yeah.
So he goes, no, I make hourly, bro. Make hourly.
Okay.
That's a little Jamaican.
That was a little
there.
Jamaican, but I'll accept it.
But he said that, and but I got
there's
him down.
There's probably not shit there that you want anyway.
I got, oh, dude.
Is there, is it, is
my,
it dope?
My living room set is beautiful.
Really?
Comfortable
so
as fuck.
So you got it already?
Yeah.
Oh,
we just gotta go
shit,
pick it up.
Dude.
Yeah.
All right.
It's this beautiful charcoal gray, like, sectional.
Yeah. Fabric?
Yeah,
like
it's a cloth.
I don't like the fucking...
I don't know if I could go leather. The only reason we got leather in here is if we come on this. It's easy to wipe
up. That's exactly why we have leather in here. But they'll tell you, don't let them lie to you, because they'll go, no, leather breathes, it's okay. And you go, no, you fucking lying, scamming Nigerian son of a bitch. It does not fucking breathe. If you wrap this on my body, I will simply sweat.
Yes,
okay?
I will.
Okay, so it doesn't breathe.
So what happened was I wound up getting the thing. I got like $200 knocked off, because like as soon as he told me the price, I was like, balls,
dude,
my balls, you're breaking them.
Expensive, dude.
I mean, not for your boy, but
well,
no, dude. Actually, no, I'm not gonna lie, dude. It's getting a little tight.
That's right, dude. It's very expensive. Because
I wanted to go to like Efren just recently had his fight at CFFC.
That's right.
And I wanted to go. Coach Ash invited me. He was like, "You coming to fight?" And I was like, hey, "You know, I can't really be swinging $50 right now." Like,
yeah, money's tight, baby. Money's tight.
Your boy hasn't gotten a pair of shoes in the mail in a minute. Yeah,
you
I sure
down.
Have.
But you got enough shoes to last you. Fucking lifetime.
Sure do.
And I'm looking forward to when you get
how
sick.
How many pairs
of them.
Do you think you have?
Like, right now I got like 14, I think.
14?
What?
Yeah. But he's got 14 of the fucking highest level Travis Scott fucking Browns, like the most expensive shit. I have 14, 15 pairs of shoes, and they're Vans, and they're fucking Nikes, and they're all mixed up, Converse, this and that. Yeah. He's got fucking Jordans. Just fucking Jordan. The most fuck. I'm sorry. I get a little angry.
You
because
can see the new the dunk the behind the boy.
Dunky
you know
dunks. He sends me fucking pictures.
That's a $1,600 shoe behind
don't
my
fucking
head.
Flaunt on the
I don't
show,
wanna,
bro.
I don't want
on the show.
I don't want to like get all big.
Every
on
time
you
get big, it hurts me, dude.
Oh, I know.
It hurts me. That's why you send me pictures of your sneakers. I don't even
sneakers. Yeah.
Fucking look at
not only do I not have dope sneakers, but your boy has two testicles.
Yeah, dude. I'm a little envious of that. Not going to lie.
You know what I'm a little envious of?
What's that?
Honestly, is that you guys went to a Renaissance fair
without me. I wanted you to come. Remember all the hype?
You
and
I know, but I told up. You. With everything that's going on.
And your birthday weekend.
It's birthday weekend and then that fucking house and everything. Like I said, like what were the tickets? Like $75?
No, super cheap. Super cheap. $23 a pop.
20, ah, yeah. Shit. I could have did it.
Yeah, $23 a pop. It was great, dude. But it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looked like fun. Now, I saw you boys together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me pull some stuff up.
Yeah, let's pull some pictures up. That's what I think I saved one of the pictures from Cindy's Instagram.
Yeah, she made me that vest.
Dude, she did a great job.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, dude, she doesn't fucking sew at all.
Did you guys knock boots in those clothes later on?
No, dude. Wanted to because her feet were dirty. You know, she was like walking around in these Jesus sandals.
She got her toes.
Yeah, and I was just like, look at this fucking.
She got them dirty
feet. Maiden, yeah, dude. This dirty wench,
got
dude.
Got them slave feet.
But by the time we got, don't call them slave feet, but by the time we got home, it was just so late and I was fucking exhausted.
I look at Marco, right? And I was like, okay, boom, solid at the top. Boom, solid at the midriff.
Yeah.
Pants, pretty okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Get down. The man is wearing work boots.
I thought
with the
full-on
Renaissance.
You see a picture of my kid crying.
Okay, so flip through us in these pictures.
Right.
There. She looks stunning
she
as always.
She killed it.
Okay.
She crushed it. I told her to pose like
There's
that. There's the boy. I had a sword.
You look like the guy from Princess Bride in that.
Okay, I'll take that.
Alito Montoya. He looks like Alito
Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. What a fantastic movie. I had a functional sword.
Okay, there
sword.
Are the girls.
Let me tell you something.
That looks like Gandalf's hat. Is that Gandalf's hat?
I thought it was the sorting hat.
It was like
from,
a witch hat.
From Harry Potter.
Witch hat? It looks like Gandalf's hat from
it's
Lord
a witch
of the Rings.
Hat. It was a witch hat from
there.
Okay.
I am.
Now,
let's. Can we zoom
it.
In? Can
yeah.
we zoom
oh,
in?
A better picture of us close
can we,
up.
We can't zoom in on your
there
boots.
There we go.
Ooh, bro.
Ooh. Look at them two pieces.
Bro, I'm ready to fucking.
Look how short Dave looks compared to me.
Dude, look at my knees are bent, dude. My fucking knees are bent.
I call him Little John.
My knees are. Don't call me Leather John, bro. My knees are bent, dude. I'm
just a little bit.
I'm prepared. I'm in a stance that's prepared.
Just a little bit.
But I think what we really need to be drawing attention to is that Marco, he wore Tim's.
You wore 21st century.
There it is.
You wore 21st century boots, dog. Like,
yes.
Are those black jeans?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro. Dude.
And he's got a button up from H&M.
Dog.
Yeah.
And he's got Ralph Lauren gloves on.
Oh, my God.
He is the most pimpinest fucking plague
dude,
doctor.
Dude, did you get barbecued before you went there?
Yeah, dude.
We actually smoked there, which was risky. Yeah, and there was children nearby.
Did you guys take Jack?
No,
I was just
I'm
you
could
dress him up
time.
As like a little hobbit or something.
Yeah, next time will be cool, but this time I just wanted to fucking don't call me Lil John, dude.
They're them work boots.
How dare you, dude? How dare you?
Yeah, my boy with them work
boots. Them fucking Brahmins on, bro.
But yeah, we didn't do anything besides go around in circles and drink a beer.
Well, that sounds fun.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, everything was so
expensive.
It's
how are the people? Those fucking Middle Earthers,
dude.
Bro, I was
so much fun.
I was the biggest person in character. I was dragging my foot.
Bro, I was a character.
You were dragging your foot the whole time.
Yeah, I don't limp. He added a limp, like a limp was gonna be somehow.
Yeah.
That was a weird choice.
Yeah, but it somehow was more immersive. I saw him with a limp and I believed him. He's like a plague doctor that really built
I was waving
some
my lantern in people's faces and everything.
What
bro.
I like is when you tip them.
I'm sure people didn't like that.
When you tip the people were freaked the fuck out. Yo, honestly, Marco was entirely silent, just waving the lantern in strangers' faces.
With
and
a fucking limp.
With a limp, dude. Yeah, that's right. Because
if
he
anyone
waved
stopped
in the wrong
and
dude's
stared
face.
At me, I would stop my tracks and I would follow my head around like.
Yeah, yeah. And he would follow people too. He would walk up to them.
And he
shit.
Just. Reeks of weed.
Just marijuana. That's what keeps the plague doctor healthy.
It was so foggy and I couldn't see shit.
What I really liked though is when
you
tip
like
the bartender.
A fucking guy in Slipknot, dude.
I know, it was cool.
When you go and get a drink and you tip the bartender,
yeah.
They fucking like huzzah! And they fucking ring bells and they go nuts.
Can you stuff it between the girls'
No, you
tits?
Can't. They all had crazy huge titties.
Yeah.
What I will
do.
Say is that the Renaissance Fair is a safe haven for all fat chicks who want to show their titties because that's what every bartender was just
they
a
use
huge
corsets
with
to
huge
make
titties.
Their they make their waist thinner with
yes.
the corset.
I'm not mad at the game
and
though.
They
I'm
pour
not mad
their
at the game.
Out.
It was a proper game.
Yeah.
But at one point I was pretty well drunk. So I'm tipping these bartenders, and then we're in unison going, oh!
Huzzah!
Fucking just holding a screen for 30, 40 seconds, just insane.
He tipped some girl, and she just started hitting a note, and he went with her for, like, legit 35 seconds.
It was insane, and people were breaking their necks, and I'm just keel back arched, screaming into the sky, yeah! Amazing, dude. Next year you have to come.
Yeah.
You have to come.
Yeah, tomato people. You can
I mean, dude, that sounds pretty
faces.
Fun. I'm not going to lie. While you guys were doing that, What were you getting into? Lowe's. I was in Lowe's picking out things.
Let me tell you a little story about Lowe's, okay? Yeah, go on.
You know how we all know that one gal that likes to sometimes walk out with things that weren't necessarily paid for?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're familiar with her.
Went to Lowe's. So.
What the fuck is she?
Hold on. Wait a second. Lumber? Not lumber. No.
Does she know how expensive lumber is right now?
Little hardware action. So, we go in there to pick out the vanity for the bathroom. Hey, right?
She goes, "What? $4 for some wood screws?"
No.
I don't think
these
so.
These are a lot more than wood screws, doggy.
I don't think so.
So we go in there to pick out the vanity, right? Yes. I take my coach because he's got the truck, and we're gonna use his truck to get the thing back to the house. Sure. So we're in Lowe's, you know, I'm just kind of doing me and being me, and my coach, like, goes to Stephanie, and he says,
"Put this in your pocket.
How do you, like, deal with this all the time?"
Yeah.
And she's like, honestly, God. I kind of just tune him out.
My wife gets the same questions.
But wait a second. That's not the same girl who took this thing.
This is a different girl
that was with us.
We know this chick, too, and we do confirm it is a different chick.
Sure is, Dave. So we go in the little vanity area. We pick out the vanity. Yeah. Now we need the faucet for the vanity.
Sure.
And I told the guy, I was like, "Hey,
because
they all wear
nickel.
Name tags."
Yeah.
And the guy's like, "Larry."
Hey, Larry.
So I go, "Hey, Larry, I want the faucet that's on that
and
vanity."
He goes, "How'd you know my name?"
And he goes, "Kind of." He was like taken back, like, "Who are you?" He's an old guy. He's got glasses. He's balding at the top.
He's in Vietnam. He survived Agent Orange to fucking get you a nickel brushed.
Maybe
sink.
Brush crumb. Mm-hmm. So I go. I want that faucet,
sure.
Right? And he goes, "Yeah, I think we got it around here." He's like, "That's a Pfister." And I was like, "Am I right?" And I went up for a high five, and he was like, "Uh-uh,
no."
Larry did not bite on the high five. Meanwhile, my wife
for Pfister. That's a fucking.
Meanwhile,
classic.
My wife is just like.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be laughing.
No,
bro.
My coach was laughing.
That's right.
So my coach Caesar
right.
was laughing.
That's
he's
right.
like,
he gets
he's
it.
Like, "How do you do this all the time?"
He gets it.
And then like Stephanie was like, "I just tuned him out a little bit, you know."
I mean, he set you up perfectly.
Oh my God, bang!
Come
me
on,
out.
That's a Pfister.
Bang
that's
me out.
That's the plan, dude.
Bang me out with a Pfister, bro.
I may have not came up with such a good line, but I would have.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Come on, yeah, fucking Pfister, man.
Mister, I barely know her.
That's good. I barely know her. So we're going out, right? We got the big vanity, right? And I get these like little paint cups. So the girl is at the front and she's scanning.
Oh, you have to
the
paint it?
No. Okay. But I got them for like the painting in the house. So I had these little paint cups. She's scanning the one. It's not working. Scanning the one, not working. She scans the vanity that goes through. Scans one cup, it goes through. Then she scans the other little cup 4 times. And I'm like, "Ma'am, you could just scan the other cup. They're about the same price."
Yeah.
And she's like, "No, I can't do that at this place," and da da da. And I was like, "Is that broken? Because I thought this is the place where you come to fix things."
Yes.
And she goes, "You would think so," right? Now I have her engaged in a conversation.
Yeah.
This is the old, cloak and dagger, I'm showing you this, but really I want you to see this over here. Because I knew what was going on. Because I knew she didn't see that
you,
faucet.
You know that this lady that you happen to know is stuffing chocolate bars in her pocket.
Sure. No. So actually I kind of was like an accessory to this, I'm not gonna lie.
That's all right, dude. I'm intrigued.
Now I was petrified because your boy did years of his life were fucked because
and
of
that's
taking
why this story is
the Blade DVD.
This story's not real. This is just something that we're
it's a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical, yeah.
So
it's a bit.
So we're going out. Uh-huh. I have her engaged in the conversation. She's not even thinking about looking around the
you're
car.
You're using
now.
Your charm. You're
I
using
sure
your
am.
Wits.
I'm laying it on thick.
That's right.
Laid it on thick.
That's right. A little humor.
Yeah.
Huh? A little disarming with some humor.
So then we're she scans everything. We pay everything. We got like a little gift card there.
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving, and then the gal that I know that likes to take things looks at me and she goes, "Hey, we didn't pay," and I said, "I know, keep going."
Jesus,
go. I said, go.
Goes, "Hey, stop, get back here."
I know, dude. I was like, I ran out with the cart, and my coach is pulling around, and I pulled into the middle of the parking
lot. Go.
And I'm like, "What are you doing?" And then I throw it in, and then she goes, "Jay, nobody's coming for us." And I was like, "That's what I thought about the Blade DVD."
And that's goddamn right. There's a hard time for that shit. And then meanwhile, you guys pull away, and you're like.
With a $100 faucet.
And you're like, "What a rush, dude."
Scud, dude.
Did it feel like. You're like, "I want to go back
I got
to this,
nervous,
dude."
And I got aroused at the
That's
same time.
Right. Oh, did you guys go back and fuck?
I had a fear boner.
Fear boner?
Yeah.
I I like a fear boner.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at a fear boner. Yeah. Now, did you put it on her?
No, I can't do that.
That's what
man.
I do to my wife sometimes.
We have things to do, bro.
I'll get buck naked, and then yeah. I'll just fucking like, oh, like I'll get yeah. on her, and I'll be like, oh, until she
I
just
do,
succumbs.
I came in the room today,
until
and
she
I,
succumbs.
I came in the room today, and I was naked, and my wife was like, somebody's in the birthday suit, and I could do a booty shake thing where I shake my cheeks.
You can make
I do
your ass
really
clap?
Good, really good.
Can't you can make your ass
it.
Clap, dude?
I can't clap it, but I could shake it. Like, it'll... really kind of get
it. So you're right there to making it clap.
I'm close.
Let's do some homework. Right yeah. By next episode, I think we should both be able to come in here and make our ass clap.
I don't know if I got the cheeks to
clap.
No.
We could put like a tarp up and you guys can just do
and
it
we can clap. There's...
Oh, no. I'll just pull my pants down and just try to do it.
No, but it's a motion, though. It's not necessarily about the size of the cheeks. It's the way that you're jostling them about.
Right? All right, well, I'll try to get it to clap, but your boy can shake that thing like a stripper.
Yeah. I want clap a round of applause, off. Though, dude. Yeah. I want a slow clap that sure. turns into a fast clap, you know?
I
want
to...
Bop.
No, dude, I want to hit it with
bop,
a nice little...
Bop, 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 bop. That's
speaking,
what I want, dude.
You know what, guys?
What's that, dude?
Let's segue this one. Ready?
Yeah.
Speaking of getting clapped at, let's talk about a little fight talk.
Woo!
You know who got clapped at? The wife of John Jones.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. What happened to John Jones?
He came home at 5:30 and was like, bitch.
You're about to get your ass beat.
You're about to get socked in the nose.
You want
to
know why they call me the world champ?
Basically, this last 2 weeks since we've been out, the fight world has gone insane.
It's been serving up L's after L after L.
Dude, it's been absolutely insane. Let's just break down some of the crazy shit that has happened, right?
Are you aware?
John Jones gets arrested again.
Yes, of course.
Okay?
And no
surprise. We'll dive into that a little bit. Cracks his wife in the mouth at 5:30 in the morning.
Sure does.
Dylan Danis gets choked out in our hometown of New Jersey. We're 40 minutes away from where Dylan Danis got choked the fuck out?
From Seaside. I live in Fremont.
You were there that night.
That night. At the restaurant.
You
should have
jumped in for him.
You should have saved Dylan Danis. I wish I was there. You should have saved Dylan Danis.
You should have saved him.
Could have slipped him a little DJVW.
Just leg
Nick,
kick.
Then, all right, ready? Yeah. Nick Diaz comes out of retirement to fight, which I saw that fight.
Yeah.
And Nick Diaz was chipping him up those first two rounds. Dude.
Okay.
Okay?
I didn't see any of the fights, so
and
I,
number
that's good
four, kind of like the black horse, would be that Michael Venom Page beat Douglas Lima. That was nuts, dude.
Well, I always
have
liked
and
him.
Tyron Woodley got a tattoo, the I Love Jake Paul fucking tattoo.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Where do we
start
unpacking?
It's a lot, dude. I say we end with John Jones.
Oh, and then
Jones.
We could even touch on Andrew Schultz chiming in, talking about that fucking Valentina Shevchenko, the most dominant female next
saying
to Amanda Nunes. Yeah, fucked up Lauren Murphy, who's a part-time waitress.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Dude, the MMA community went at him so hard, dude.
Well, let's start with the Jake Paul tat, because that's right up there.
Okay.
It's weird to me. It's weird looking. I don't understand.
Well,
like,
no, that is a real fucking tattoo.
Well,
it's there
definitely
it is.
A real tattoo. I just don't understand the...
He got the I Love Jake Paul on his middle finger. He
said, I love you, son. Now come and get this ass whipping because
dude,
I heard you've been talking back on your elders.
You knew he was not going to give you a rematch, and you went and did that, bro.
Yeah.
That it's like this is what I don't understand when
no,
people
look, somebody
get into
said that,
a fight.
All this to not get the rematch.
Yo, boom, there you go. So, guys, it's like I hate when they leave the octagon and they go, "I should have did this and shit." But like, you, why didn't you?
Yeah,
it's like you were in there, dude.
I've been frustrated.
Why
with
why
that.
Are you gonna do that on your next fight? Why don't you handle that while you're in that fucking ring?
We were just watching two female fighters fight, and it was like I forgot who it was, but once one of them got rocked, the woman who did the rocking hunted her down and chipped her the fuck up, head kicked her, ground.
Valentina Shevchenko.
That's what I was
did
watching.
That. She clipped
that's
Lauren
right, yeah,
Murphy with a 1-2, and something that fighters do all the time that I don't understand why they don't throw it more often is when a fighter gets clipped, they kind of cock their head off
yes.
to the side,
yep.
and I'm like, why don't they ever switch kick to the head after yeah. that? Valentina was like, I got it, Jay, don't worry. Clack, clack, 1-2. Lauren Murphy ducks down, and Valentina switch kicks her to the,
right in the
fucking
forehead.
Dome.
Yep, right.
And
in
then
the
literally
forehead.
Just went berserker rage attack.
Yeah.
And yeah, 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 yeah. Audibly, she was yelling this.
Yeah. That's what I want from a woman.
Dude.
That's what I fucking want.
Got her. See, that's it there right there. Yep. So look. Go back to the other picture. Go back to the other picture. Guys, if you want to see all these photos, go to our YouTube and you can check everything out. We post everything.
I love that.
So she got clipped right there with the straight right. Her head then cocks back or cocks off to the side, right? Yep. And Valentina, when seeing this, throws that switch kick to the head.
Fucking four speed for a shin bone.
And that staggers Lauren Murphy really nice.
And then the ground.
And then basically the berserker rage attack
after
that.
My point is, where the fuck was that with Tyron Woodley? Like, where was that killer instinct? It was so bizarre, dude.
Yeah,
like, he rocked him, put him up against the ropes. He almost fell through the ropes.
I mean,
and then Tyron just tentatively chased him in a circle around the ring.
Exactly. Why do you get into the fight to talk shit about getting another fight to tell you what you're going to do? You had your chance to do what you were going to do.
It makes you wonder if there's not some sort of agreement. You know, like, hey, Don't finish him, and you're guaranteed to get a rematch.
But
just
that's the thing.
Him.
That's the thing. They weren't guaranteed.
Yeah, but
man,
he's past that shit now. Jake Paul keeps talking about Tommy Fury.
Yeah, Tommy Fury, and also what's our homeboy's name? The bad motherfucker, Jorge Masvidal.
Oh yeah, not Masvidal, but
yeah, it seems like there might be something happening with Masvidal.
Masvidal's gunning for that fight now too.
Of course,
dude,
that's
everybody wants to get into the Jake Paul business.
Is this ruining
He's the new Conor McGregor. He's a money fight.
Is this ruining everything?
Is it ruining everything?
There's Masvidal right here.
Yeah, Masvidal in WWE throwing the flying knee to
Look at Paige VanZant in the corner.
Is that Chris Jericho?
It's every old retired fighter.
I thought you were gonna say every old retarded.
look at Paige. You saw Paige in a corner, how cringy she looks.
No, that's not Paige VanZant.
Yeah,
it is.
Look at
it
in that
look at her, she's talking shit to his body.
You know who it was? It was ATT. Team ATT came and invaded this like wrestling organization.
Marco, I'm worried that you know this much.
I am surprised.
It's on the MMA page.
Is Damian into wrestling?
No.
I kind of want Jack to like, you know, to have some fun and watch it. I think.
Well, then show him old wrestling.
Yeah, show him old shit.
Yeah, like get
the
shit.
Show him the wet t-shirt contest.
I mean, am I biased
Sable,
or were the characters better?
The puppies.
Who had the puppies? Puppies.
The king puppies.
Yeah, dude, the puppies, baby.
I think like
there's a coach of ATT.
Andre Arlovsky.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're all there.
Dude, I think back in the day, I think Lawler slipped and said called Goldust an F word.
Whoa. Well, I mean, he was
he called him a Bob Saget.
Oh, man.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, where are we going to
okay,
now?
Okay, so moving on.
So we
moved
on from that. Yeah, what do we have? We have. I would like to see Dylan Danis getting choked out from behind. That'd be tight.
Yeah, I gotta pull that
Jesus.
Up.
Dude. Let's watch Diaz come out here. Yeah.
Why do you
Diaz
think it is
out?
That Diaz is not as shredded as he was previously,
not even a year ago? Maybe because the cortisol in his body, the stress from having to fight, that could be a real fucking thing. I know that I saw the fight, and Diaz won those first two rounds, dude.
I would like to
Diaz
have seen
was
those
slipping
first two
off,
rounds.
He was slipping off beautifully and ripping to the body with the left. It was a great fight. Like, I don't understand why. I heard in the MMA world, they were like, Nick
got
fucked up. No, that's not true. He was
it looked like
he was fucking Robbie
saying,
up.
Yeah, people were saying that he got hit over here, and he just, like, kind of laid down. And didn't want to get back up.
Nick Diaz don't just lay down. No, that's
well, he lays
that's
down,
him.
But it's on purpose to torn.
Now, what is he going to go into a missionary position with?
What the hell is that?
What was that?
You think, okay, bro, you can
hold on. Hold on. What was that?
Let's let that start over again.
Let's see that again, please.
Yeah, it'll start over. There you go.
Okay, so Nick is on here on the floor.
Here comes Raleigh.
Right, here comes Robbie coming
Show
over to
respect.
Give him a little love, shake. Okay. You're a great fighter, Nick. You are too, Rob. I love you, man.
Yeah.
You're a good
nipple
dude.
Pinch. You seen that nipple pinch?
Yep. You're my boy, Rob.
Like, have a bench.
I love you, dog. Here you go. Come get this. Come get this.
Yo, bro,
what
is
the fuck
that?
What was that?
I don't know what
he
that
laid
was.
Down on his back and opened
He was
his
like,
leg.
You want to get in my guard? What's happening here?
Do you
want to
slide in my butt cheeks?
In my Nick? Full guard, bro? Yeah, that
so
was
So anyway, that fight was good though, man. I mean, Nick Diaz won those first two rounds. He looked good.
Yeah, from the outside then, looking in, I didn't see those first two rounds. You're right. It is like the general consensus is he got washed.
No,
but
man.
But then I hear from you that
he fucked him up two rounds. He beat Robbie's ass two rounds.
How and he started and what, doing it
the ended
Diaz
in the
third
special.
Round?
Yeah, he got clipped real bad in the third round, and Robbie's a fucking he's a champion. He's a bad motherfucker. He's a former welterweight.
When was Robbie's last
champion.
Fight? Now it's been
2012.
I think it's been like
it's
4 years or something.
He hasn't
it's been
won,
6 years or
six
4 years.
Oh yeah.
Robbie, it was his last fight 4 years or
he
6 years ago.
He hasn't won in 4 years. Robbie Lawler
Jesus.
Has, but he's
but
been
dude,
fighting
do you,
killers.
Do you remember fucking prime Robbie Lawler.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ugh. Well, like God I was saying, savage.
Rory McDonald, Robbie Lawler fight was maybe, terrifying.
Maybe this could be a resurgence for Robbie going to 185.
What do you think happens to Nick? Nick just bows
Nick,
out?
No, Nick gets another fight.
Does he?
Everybody loves him, dude. Everybody likes
Here's
to see him.
Here's some footage.
Oh! That nasty body shot, dude. See? He was slipping and ripping off to that body the whole time. I'm telling you, it was a lot better of a fight than people were making it out to be. I don't know why everybody was hating on it.
Look
at that double up to the body, overhand right.
He's got a fucking dome on him, like Noel. He looks like a villain, like an evil kind of like a Marvel villain. Who's
Speaking
got
of
super
evil
brain
villain,
power.
Fucking John Jones yeah, posted a video of his wife, him and his wife just kissing.
I don't know if that was like, recent, was it?
That was.
I don't know
dude.
If people were like bringing it back up because of what happened.
Yeah.
Or was it?
Okay.
Recent?
Yeah. I don't want to talk shit on something I don't know. He might be. That might be an old video.
But regardless, yeah.
But
let's pull
but not
shit
for
up.
Nothing. That shit happens all the time where guys beat on women and they
and
take
like,
them
look,
back.
We're good. It's yeah. all good. We yeah. love
you. I love you, baby. People I hate you.
I saw the video you're talking
you just
about.
Get me so mad. You just get me so mad.
But you get me so mad because I love you so much.
I saw the video you're talking about. People in the comments, someone's like, "Blink twice if you're in danger."
No shit. Oh my God. Yo, speaking of blinking twice, I watched the fucking Britney Spears documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
Also, she's been dropping nudes and shit.
Hey, she's been dropping nudes, dude.
Sure has.
What the fuck is going
sure
on?
Sure has. Dude.
I'm back for the conservatorship. Her dad was just trying to stop her from posting nudes.
I told you, if you give her money, she will blow it in 2 weeks.
Hey, man, you did call it. You did
it's
call
gone,
it.
Dude.
You did call
she
it.
She's like,
she's
broke.
She's going to build a house full of chocolate.
And no, it melted in the sun.
And gummy bear furniture.
No, why is it melting? Look at John crying.
Okay, so.
He looks like the new meme. Who was it before they used to use
Jordan.
The crying
yeah,
meme?
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
the Jordan
yeah.
crying meme. Now it's the John Jones crying meme.
I mean, like, he's a little drunk still from the night before,
He
obviously.
Looks like somebody's drunk uncle, though.
Dude, but when he goes to prison, I mean, nobody's going to fuck with him, dude.
Not at all. Unlike R. Kelly, who right now is singing the remix to Ignition as we speak.
With a mouthful
over
of dick.
Over and over again. Over and over again. Swallow what I give you to swallow. Details of the call stated that a battery occurred between a white female adult as she was bleeding from her nose/mouth and a black male adult who is a professional MMA fighter. So he
not
busted
just
her
a professional
shit.
MMA fighter,
greatest
but
of all
the
time.
Greatest fucking mixed martial
Imagine
artist
that.
Of all time.
Imagine you love a man and then he
no.
he beats
Imagine
your
Imagine you're the cops and you show up. You're like, God damn it.
That's when you
this
shoot
is one black guy yeah. we're definitely going to have to shoot.
Yeah, that's when you just shoot that black guy. That's sure. just in that particular case, if that came out in the news, I'd be like, listen,
hey,
guys,
cops,
I get it.
Hey, police officers, what's one more?
Yeah, you know, yeah, just, what's one more? Especially, he was going to kill you.
Take him out.
He'll rip your dick right off your body.
Sure will.
He's a terrifying human being.
Yeah, I mean, that was nuts, man. He cracked his fucking wife.
So do we have any idea as to why?
Because she was getting loud with him.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair. Scroll down a little bit. I saw something
dinner
that
wasn't
just
on
had
the
a
table when
him.
I got
all right,
back.
Stop right there. John Jones arrested by Las Vegas Police Department. Charges include domestic battery and injuring and tampering with a vehicle.
I'm trying to pull it
he
up.
He tried to hotwire a vehicle. He had no idea how to do it. They just ripped apart all the wiring in the dash.
Well, I know off the top of my head.
How to hotwire a vehicle?
No. What happened, kind of, like do the gist of it. Apparently, he came back to the hotel because he was staying in Vegas because they had a Hall of Fame ceremony. He was involved with it because
he just got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
They put
beats
his wife
timing.
Up. Beats his wife up 5 hours
they
later.
Put, just juiced up, bro.
They put Gusterson in his fight, their first fight, into the Hall of Fame. As
okay.
Like, yeah.
Uh-huh. And that wasn't his, it wasn't his favorite one.
No,
that,
no,
like,
it was a great fight.
Bitch.
It was a great fight. Uh-huh. But then, long story short, I guess he brought his whole family there.
Yeah.
And even Dana said he thought they're going to be okay. He's like, he got his whole kid. He can't get in trouble tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, he brought his kids and shit?
His family and everything.
No, dude. Those guys beat their wives in front
and
of their
then,
kids.
Yeah, apparently, he came back to the hotel late.
Allegedly.
And wanted to go get money, get more money.
Yeah.
For more Coke.
Sure. More Coke.
Hey, we
knows?
All been there.
And hookers. I get it, dude.
We all
I'm
been
not,
there.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. And then,
you're going to need to be cash liquid.
Also, you got an ATM, though.
Yeah, I know, right? Why go to the house?
So I guess she was like, no, John, we're not going to spend the money. And he was like, it's my fucking money, bitch. And fucking beat the shit
and
out
she
was
supposedly like wandering like the fucking parking deck.
Yeah.
Looking for someone to get her a spare key to go back into the hotel. And they're like, she was bleeding. They're like, are you all right?
Yeah.
And they're like, she was saying she was fine until one of the kids were like, can you please call the police?
Ooh.
And that's when the police came.
Way to step up.
They
you
arrested,
didn't wash her
they
face?
Arrested John. And apparently he said that wouldn't it be funny if you guys would take me all on. What would you guys think would happen?
Oh, he's a supervillain, dude.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He's a supervillain.
What a terrifying thing to say.
They handcuffed him, and he headbutted the fucking the hood of the police car and dented it and cracked the paint, and that's like a felony in Las Vegas.
Oh, you dumb fucking
mother. So, yeah.
He's in the shits, dog. He is a supervillain,
yeah.
And there's nobody on the planet that could stop him. Who could stop him?
Conor McGregor. Yeah, Conor McGregor, bro.
They'll team up and beat the world up. This is the post. He posted something.
It's him in the bag, wishing it was his wife.
No, with his wife's picture in the bag. Stupid bitch. Look, I take these CBD gummies. I'm totally chill now.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck. How many followers does he have, first of all? Did he lose any followers?
Not a single one.
Oh my God.
If anything, he gained 0.2 million.
Well, he cornered the wife beating community.
Yeah, he certainly did. He's the king of the assholes.
We got South Jersey. He's got the wife beating community.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though. It is a terrifying thing to be trying to arrest a dude like that, and he just kind of casually says, like, hey, what do you think would happen if you guys tried to take me on? Like,
I'd be like, John, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah,
you're making me nervous, dude.
Also, he probably should kill him.
Yeah. I mean, the world would be a better place without him.
Yeah, and he's already done everything he's going to do in the UFC, and he's already...
No, he's not. He's going to do more. They're going to... Fuck. Jesus Christ. Dude, he's a super villain.
Yeah,
he is. And nobody could stop him.
Nobody can
stop him. I don't know where it is, but apparently he made a post on Instagram. Maybe he took it down. But he was like, oh, man, like... alcohol is a terrible thing. It's like the
devil's
drink.
Drug.
He's like, I'm done with alcohol. He's like, I'm going to make this the best positive thing in the world. Like, thank you to all my
all
fans.
Things through Christ,
all
John.
Things through Christ,
yeah.
Baby.
No, he got super religious. Didn't barely even apologize.
That's
dude,
right,
he's
yeah.
got Philippians 34:19.
See,
on
is it the alcohol where you went wrong, or was it the beating your wife where you went wrong? You
dude,
know what I mean?
I will tell you this, okay? Because since I quit boozing it up and everything,
yeah.
I have become the person that I always should have been. This is the person that I always should have been. Mm-hmm. The person that I was when I was an addict,
right.
That wasn't me. That's not the person who I am. That was like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing. But is John Jones really a good person? You know,
well,
is
if you don't stop doing cocaine and drinking, you're never going to find out.
I wonder what Shab's take was on this, because he's not big on hitting women, but he also runs into dudes like John Jones.
Yeah.
So you go like, if you're Shab, you'd be like, tread lightly,
yes,
motherfucker,
because
yeah, right. I am going to see you.
Yes.
I am going to see you
yes.
again. This isn't like...
Shab's like response, because I heard on the Fighter and the
Shab's
Kid.
Response is like, if you ever need anybody to help you beat that bitch up,
yeah.
He's
like,
I got you.
Bury her body.
He's like, I'm done. He's like, I checked out. Like, I'm done defending him. Like, that's what apparently Shab's take on it. He's like, I used to always back him up, but like, you can't after this. Like,
no. Who else got caught beating on a chick, and then he was like, oh, Hardy. Hardy.
Dan Hardy?
Dan yeah. Hardy.
Not Dan Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
Oh.
Not
oh.
Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy. Dude,
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy?
What is that giant?
Greg Hardy.
Oh.
There's so many.
Is that the
Party
dude with
Hardy.
Fucking,
it's Party Hardy.
The hammer in his chest? Is it the same
No. Greg Hardy is the guy who kind of like yoked his wife
out by
up. He used to play for like the Cowboys
Panthers
or something.
Matt Hardy?
Yeah.
Not Matt Hardy. That's the WWE.
Jeff Hardy.
He just goes up on the.
Do you think? Look, man. All right, UFC guys, when they beat their wife, they strike him in the face. Do you think that when wrestlers like Chris Benoit, when he fucked his family up, was he like pile driving them and DDTing them and
he
shit?
He was like
power bombing the kids.
He was putting their hand on their head and he was hitting his own hand.
Do you think
like,
he gave his wife the crippler crossface? Like, that's what I'm asking you. Did he give her the crippler crossface?
Bro, really applying that on someone?
No, no. He was no. He was like, he was hitting her.
Dude, we're going to hell.
Wait. Yo, he was hitting her. He was hitting her, and she was just like, but he was doing the wrestling hits, like the, and then she's like, nothing.
Nothing's happening. They got her in the crippler crossface.
Then he
pulled
out the gun, and she was like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
He was like, oh, giving her the crippler cross. She was like, the walls of Jericho are worse. Fuck you.
He's like, hit her with my finisher.
Oh,
a shotgun to the face.
Call it the fucking the crippler shotgun.
Jesus Christ, guys, we might have crossed the line.
That was
our last one.
No, we reeled it in pretty quick.
Speaking of dark, I love watching the Beyond the Mat stories. Dude,
I watch all of them.
They all have CTE.
All addicts. They're all.
Oh, yeah, they all have CTE.
They have fucked up lives. Like
so much blow.
Terrible.
Affairs and betrayal.
Dude,
like, fucked up families.
That's the road, brother.
I mean, think about it. You're jacked up all the time. You're constantly on cocaine. You're constantly on painkillers.
You always got 20,000 people screaming your name.
Yes.
Dude, it's like, how do you come down from that high?
And they work crazy days.
They work a lot. 360 days and shit.
Yeah, it's insane. They get like just the holidays off, Undertaker, the holidays
are. Oh my God. I went back and I watched the video of Hulk Hogan talking about himself as Terry Bollea talking about Hulk Hogan. Dude, he was on the stand. And they were like, did you say that you had a 12-inch penis? And then he goes, no, Terry Bollea has an average-sized penis.
Wait,
and then he goes, but the Hulk. He goes, the Hulk has a 12-inch penis.
Dude, I didn't know the Hulk's name was Terry Bollea. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my God, you didn't know.
Terry Bollea? You just destroyed, you shattered my reality,
dog.
I
didn't know his last name.
No, it's Bollea, dude. I'm telling you.
Hulk Hogan, brother.
Go ahead.
Jay, can you grow a mustache like that, dude?
Sure could.
Let's just go full blown mustache.
Terry Eugene.
Terry Eugene Bollea.
Dude.
Bollea?
So he's on
he's
on
an American retarded professional wrestler.
Retarded is not in there.
That's what it said, bro. It says
that
right
didn't
there.
Say retarded.
It is an American retarded professional wrestler.
Oh, retired.
Oh, my bad.
You said retarded.
Man.
But, yeah. Getting back to a little bit of fight talk.
Dylan Dennis. Can
Dylan
we go Dylan Dennis?
Dennis?
Because
oh, fuck,
what a fucking hilarious thing that is.
So Marco was across the street watching all this unfold.
Yeah, he was watching Dylan Dennis get choked
out. Now, I'll tell you this, yo. Even with a guy like John Jones, okay? Yeah. If I sneak up behind him and lock in a full guillotine and just body lock him.
Yeah.
And he's drunk as shit, your boy's putting him to sleep.
All right, I want to ask you this.
There's no way you could get out of that.
Can I put a hypothetical on you, Jay?
Let's hear it.
Me, you, Marco, we're out. We're at the shore. We're having some pizzas.
Yeah.
Right? We're having a good time playing some carnival games.
Having a good time.
And all of a sudden, we hear a ruckus.
Okay.
And we turn around and we look over.
Can you describe the ruckus,
sir? The ruckus is women screaming, which is always the ruckus, bro. Okay. Always the ruckus is women shrieking. We hear women shrieking. We turn around and we see none other than John Jones.
Terry Bollea.
Just Terry Bollea, John Jones, and Dylan Dennis just fucking front-kicking women and babies, right?
Sure.
And we have an opportunity to be heroes.
To be heroes.
Are the three of us going in there?
Let's say hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Is there just one of them?
Let's say it's just John Jones.
If it's Terry Bollea, I'm going to fuck him up.
Yeah, no. Now it's just John
Hulk,
Jones.
If it's the Hulk, he's got a 12-inch penis.
He's got a 12-inch
penis,
he's got that hanger dangling about.
No. Terry Bollea has an average penis.
I'd be like, brother, chill, brother. And he'd be like,
I got a 12-inch cock, brother.
I have a regular average-sized penis.
See, DJVWJ has a 12-inch penis.
That's right.
But regular Jay has a 6.5-inch penis.
That's right. As soon as I leave the studio, micro penis. As soon as I walk out that door, micro penis. But when I walk through the door,
huge,
it elongates.
Huge.
It just blah, blah, blah.
So let's say we're down at the waterfront.
Three of us
me,
having
you,
a good
Marco,
time.
And who is it? Who's there?
And it's John Jones, and he's clobbering women.
Yeah.
He's beating bitches' asses. Sure. He's front kicking babies,
oh,
dude.
God.
And every man is just recoiled away from him, and there's nothing to do. As these women, they look around. They look around and they go, help us, please. And he goes, I'm the fucking champ. And he's front kick. He's giving women that kind of teep kick where he snaps their leg backwards and he's breaking legs.
He's not just hurting these women.
No.
He's tearing their ACLs.
He's finishing them.
Okay.
He's finishing everybody.
Okay.
And we have
an opportunity. I'll tell you what I do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do.
What are we doing?
I'll be the first guy to call the police.
You're going to be the first guy to. But what about
the
police?
Hey, police officers.
And you go.
There's a black guy hurting people
over here. And then they show up really quickly because it's a black guy and they realize it's John Jones. And they're like, no, dude.
If we saw John Jones hurting people in public.
He's not
hurting.
We tried. Look, he's kissing.
And there
was us three. Dude.
There was us three. Yeah. I would be like, yo. Honestly, I would wish that like it was Tristan and Marcus with me.
Yeah, of course, dude.
If Tristan and Marcus were me, I'd be like, yo, let's jump this motherfucker.
Let's beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Here's
but with you guys, no offense.
No, it's all right.
But I might be like, hey, boys, maybe.
Let's take a back seat.
Let's see if we get another couple guys.
Or some weapons.
Let's try to get some other homies. Yeah. I'd follow you, dude. Yeah. If you were like, dude, I know you guys aren't
just,
as trained up anymore. And
I would see like three guys with Trump hats on. I'd be like, you.
You, and you.
There's that black
There's
guy
a black,
there. Yeah.
Blackie is over here.
Let's go get
him. Taking out women.
Here.
I'll tell you what.
Look at that.
Oh, poor Dylan,
and his button up, dude. In his button
Here's
up.
The
he
thing.
Looks like he just came back from the Renaissance
He's
fair.
Got... Yeah, why has he got a pirate shirt on?
He's got a pirate shirt, dude.
Right here, he's got a body lock on Dylan, and Dylan is so drunk, he doesn't even think about going for, like, the fucking ankle lock submission.
Yeah, his
from
legs
the body
are crossed
lock. Yeah.
Over his waist. He's got everything... And that's what they tell you not to do, right?
Yo, honestly, if that's me...
Yeah.
I'm jumping in. I don't even like the fucking security guards. I would... If that was me, I'd be like, Josh... Or if it's me and you, Dave, I would be like, I would go, let's jump in for him, and this guy will be our boy. I would start head stomping the security guard.
Yeah, yeah. Do a big toe kick to the face.
Oh, yeah.
Just a big swinging
Give
toe kick.
Give the old Terry Vallejo special. That's drop right. a leg on him.
Go on there for the field goal right in his face. Drop the leg on him, bro.
There's Dylan.
Oh, no. In his gay pirate shirt,
Why is he so red?
He looks so puffy, too.
Why is he have blonde hair alcohol. Like you?
He's got great hair.
Why is he have blonde hair
He's got
like
a great
you?
Set of hair on him. My
got
hair
a set of hair on him.
But yeah, he looks like a gay pirate. He looks very sad. He looks very puffy.
Yeah.
He's retaining some water. He looks like he's been crying.
He might have been crying. I'll tell you what, that's
Hard
another
to
guy.
See this happening to the best fighter in the world. Such a shame.
That's Those another That's another guy that he goes to jail. Oh my God, this is Conor McGregor
what
throwing
is this?
A pitch. And it winds up in the second.
Oh, oh my God!
No!
No!
That's to No.
He didn't hit a dude in the dick, did
no,
he?
No! That's a lie.
Oh, no. I was going to say, that would have been the best pitch ever.
Gadeesh.
Oh my God, in that fat dude's dick.
He's wearing capris, that
but
fat
no,
guy.
Seriously.
Why do all fat guys wear capris?
Conor McGregor did fuck that throw up royally.
Sure.
And it's now him and 50 Cent are in the hall of shame for chucking a fucking... You ever been on a pitcher's mound?
Yeah,
and
it's
you're
far.
Like that's
it's,
far as
it's
far.
High. It's
yeah.
high too.
It's very far, dude.
So far. Look, back to Danis, man. That's with that. What happened with him is fucking crazy, dude. It's super sad. And but that's another guy. He goes to jail. He's not gonna have a problem.
No, he'll be just
Dylan
fine.
Danis.
He'll be just fine.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to jail.
That
jail
one
either.
Girl that he was with that was like
she's baddie. Good for him.
But no, they're not together anymore.
What is this? Can just you click on that picture some of Fat Nick and Shredded Nick?
You know, Nick Diaz changed the weight of the fight at the end to 185.
Damn, dude.
He changed the weight. He was supposed to make 170. And he and at
and he
the end
it to 185.
And then
click
at,
on the other
a
picture
day
next
before,
to it.
A day before he was like, "Yo, I'm only doing the fight at 185."
What is this? Like, why is he so shredded?
I don't know, dude. He's
he looks
got
amazing.
He's got problems, bro. He did a seminar a couple years ago that a bunch of the guys from Lionheart went to, and they were saying he was super late. He was really weird. He was talking to himself, and then he tried backing out of it. He was like, "I don't even want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore."
Yeah.
Then the guys, it was like Coach Ash, a couple other guys. They got a hold. They went to the manager and they were like, "Hey, yo, all these people paid for a seminar. This guy made thousands of dollars. If he backs out, we're jumping this motherfucker."
Yo,
they did.
It.
They were like, "Yo, we're fucking this guy up.
That's
if he
crazy.
Backs out, he owes us a lot of money."
That's crazy.
And then they finally he finally taught a little something, right? And then just very abruptly was like, "Okay, that's enough for today." And then he just left. Very weird.
Ooh.
And then he came back and then took pictures with people and then left again. It was the weirdest. Weirdest thing.
What I think
said.
Is really interesting is look at their faces in those in that picture we just had up, Marco. Like the face difference is like, look at his puffy. He looks Asian.
Yeah,
he looks a little Asian, right? He looks like a Mongolian kind
of. His face is kind of beaten into an Asian's. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's got really, he's really puffy looking.
His
yeah.
eyes kind of.
It's strange.
Close up a little bit there.
It's very strange that that I guess maybe the pressure of fighting again. You know, you never know the psychology of all of it. You know what I mean? You're just
you've been
out of the game for what is it now?
It's tapping
it's
and
been
stuff.
A long,
long
time.
I think I swear to God, I think his last fight was like 2012. It was
so that's eight
nine years,
yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
So 9 years, you take off. You've aged pretty much a decade.
Yeah.
You know, and also when you're gone for that long. All this hype is built up about the man that you were.
Oh, that's not right.
And then you got to come back and, oh, jeez, dude, what the fuck? She's got a rough face
Yo,
on her
Marco,
too.
Enough with the pictures. It's distracting the shit
yeah,
out of us.
You would have thought that he should have been a prettier...
One more.
Francis, if I'm in jail. That's what this is all about.
So
who knew that Francis fight was looming, dude?
But yeah, you don't know the mental state of some of these guys, man. And they're under a lot of stress and pressure, and it's a lot of money.
Yeah,
dude, you want to know why I don't fight anymore? Because I don't like the pressure of fighting.
Yeah, it's not just fighting; it's all the shit that comes.
It's all the stress and the anxiety.
The lead up to it.
Yeah, it's the mental. I'm not joking around. 80% of that shit is mental.
Yeah.
You know, because just, I remember my first fight, I was just very confident, went in there, did my thing. Second fight, very confident, went in there. But right before I was about to go out, I was like, I don't feel like doing this shit anymore.
Yes, yeah.
I was like, I don't want to do this. And then,
that's the problem.
And then,
it's like,
and then
you're
I
fucking
stopped.
There, motherfucker. Like, you got to do it anyway.
Yeah, I was like, yo, game time.
Well, you know
go.
whose mental health I do worry just a little
Terry
bit
Vallejo's?
About? Not Terry Vallejo, but a man after Terry Vallejo's heart. It's Dog. The Bounty Hunter.
Terry Vallejo's cousin.
That's right. I swear to God, they're cut from the same cloth they are. Dog the Bounty Hunter is hot on the trail of Brian Laundrie, the murderer of TikTok teen star.
Oh.
What the fuck's her name?
I don't know, but he's going to go
She's
like this.
Gabby Paterno?
Gabri Sidibe?
Yeah. Yo, he's going to get him. He's going to get him. He's going to mace him. He's going to bear mace him.
He's going to kneel on his neck.
He's going to paintball him. Yeah. Yeah. And be like, get the fuck down, brother. Yeah, get down,
like,
brother.
Listen, brother, it doesn't have to be this way.
No, he's going to. And then he's going to be like, listen, brother, you need to find Jesus Christ. Murdered your girl, brother.
I was in prison.
That was the mother of your children, brother.
The mother of your children, brother.
And then
you dare disrespect the mother of your children?
He's going to look at the camera just like this. He's going to turn around and he's going to be like, well, it looks like the dog just took the laundry out the dry, brother.
Whoa, dude. Wait, I want to read this fucking title. Scroll down. Wet dog. Brian Laundry search heats up as Dog the Bounty Hunter wades through swamp with a taser in hunt for Gabri Petitos. There's a couple things I want to say about this.
Guys,
number one,
wait,
you don't want to stand
with
the teaser.
On, one second, guys. Dave,
hold
is,
on, I got to tie my shoe real quick.
Dave is not playing around. Like, you remember when he said about the retarded Hulk Hogan, and I was like, says retired?
Yeah. This is the retarded Hulk Hogan.
No, this literally said he's in the swamp with a taser.
Yeah, I wasn't fucking around. That's
he wasn't ad-libbing
says.
Any of that.
No. Dog the Bounty Hunter is in chest-deep water holding a taser above his head. And if he drops it, him and his whole fucking family are going to be retarded.
Holding a 2,000-watt taser.
They're going to fucking drown. So there's a couple things I want to say about this. One is, who the fuck asked Dog the Bounty Hunter to chime in? Now,
Jesus Christ.
I do like Dog the Bounty Hunter as a personality, as a dude.
I don't. He's a racist piece of shit.
He's a giant, mulleted Donkey Kong. He looks like Donkey Kong.
Sure does.
And he's got a mullet on him.
He's orange.
Got a beautiful mullet.
He's orange.
He's very orange. He's basically buff Trump. Trump went a different angle, bro, he's Dog the fucking Bounty Hunter.
He walks with Christ.
That's right, he does. You're goddamn right, he walks with Christ.
Doesn't like blacks.
No, he doesn't.
Documented?
Can we rewind? He walks with Christ.
Yeah.
Can you chill out with the black stuff? Because he walks with Christ, dude.
But
no,
he said.
Yeah.
When his girl got with the black guy,
he said, "All things
like,
to Christ,
brother. You're not gonna ruin this family by bringing an N-word."
Whoa, dude!
You guys didn't hear about
it? Did he Mel Gibson it? He was like, "I hope he got raped by a pack of N-words."
He did, man. He was like, he said the N-word. He said, "There's not gonna be any N-words in this family."
Wow,
you know?
Hulk Hogan, dude. His brother, his cousin, distant cousin, said racist stuff too. Hulk Hogan,
did. Cut from the same cloth,
dude.
Him, Trump,
guys,
Hulk Hogan.
Here's the thing.
That's a trio.
DJVW, we pretend to be racist.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
These people are really racist, dude.
You never see the episodes where Dog the Bounty Hunter apprehends a black dude. Because they aren't good for TV.
No, because he gives him a little something extra.
He kneels
on all
their necks.
In the name of Christ!
Until they die.
Give you a paintball shot to the face.
One of the other things that's interesting about this is there's constantly updates. Dog the Bounty Hunter is hot on the trail. Dog the Bounty Hunter is closing in.
Yeah.
Who's giving this information? Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Us Weekly?
Dog the Bounty Hunter is telling these websites that he's doing these things.
He's obviously in bed with the U.S. Sun.
Yes, he is.
Never even heard of that.
I don't know who that. Oh, yeah, the U.S. Sun. I thought it was a tabloid.
I think they kind of are.
Dad's is physically following up on leads today. I am digitally following up on leads. Keep the info coming. Look, man, when you have a woman who you love very much.
I'm not going to lie, though. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A woman like Beth Hunter, Beth Dog, whatever her last name is.
Beth Chapman.
With giant swinging tits.
Howitzers.
And just kind of this face that's just so warm and friendly and inviting.
Oh, I hated her.
Really? Because I think she's a big mama bear. Look at
her.
I want to hug her.
You know
look
she's
at her tits.
Dead, right?
I know. And
okay.
Rest in peace. Moment of silence.
Bethy
3 seconds.
Chap.
3 seconds.
Chappy.
Big tits.
Oh, dude, you fucked up again. Have you no respect for the dead?
Howitzers.
But look, man, how are you going to fill that hole she left? By hunting
down. By hole, she left.
It's a big hole because her tits are massive.
It's a large hole.
There's a giant titty-shaped hole in fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter's
heart.
There's
a double J hole.
He's trying to
find
meaning. Click on that picture where he's clearly got Native American decor and all of them. Wait, that's every picture.
Dude.
My bad, dude.
He's got 1/16th Cherokee in him, and he
rides
really
it.
Fucking let you know.
Why do I look at that and I go, that kind of is a cool looking dude?
No, why? Why would dude that guy? If that guy went into McDonald's dressed like that, you'd be like, why is the dude from Mad Max in the fucking McDonald's?
Yes, but you know what, man? He showed me his humanity when he cried.
Where does
for,
he go
for
shopping
Beth?
For this stuff, though?
The leather store.
No.
Just he goes to the BDSM section of the fucking porn store.
How about those shades? Where do you get the shades
Yeah, well,
oh, those are Oakley's, boy.
Yeah, and they're aerodynamic because he moves fast.
That's what they sell.
The boy moves fast.
That's what they sell on the Big Island, bro.
And it doesn't make sense because his shades are aerodynamic, but his hair causes so much drag. I just don't understand.
You know what I would want to ask Max Holloway? Holloway if I ever met
Wait,
him.
Wait, what?
What is he like? What do people think about him? Like
about Dog the Bounty Hunter? Like yeah, what do Hawaiians think about him?
Because he's Hawaiian. What do Hawaiians think about him?
I think he's got a beautiful set of hair, and his wife had a beautiful set of titties, and I think they're American heroes.
Can we just all agree that,
look at that picture.
Dog the Bounty Hunter was the first...
I want to take a picture like that
with
my
family.
What is that
when they take like...
Racist...
When they take somebody's race, a white person.
What
is that?
Co-opting or something like co-opting someone's race or cultural appropriation.
He's the first cultural appropriated white person.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He stole two things, matter of fact. Hawaiian and fucking Indian.
He also...
Native American.
Yeah, that's right. God damn it. It's not India.
Native American Hawaii. He stole two different cultures.
And he also stole...
He's Irish.
The looks of Donkey Kong. He looks like Donkey Kong. And I tried to type it into Google. I said Dog the Bounty Hunter and Donkey Kong. And nobody's picked up on that yet. I think there's still time before he passes away.
Anybody out there doing Photoshop, if you guys could
Dog the
Photoshop
Bounty Hunter
him
Donkey Kong.
With like a barrel over his head.
Yeah, I think me and you, though, we should get the artwork. It should be me with giant swinging howitzers and you with a golden flowing mullet.
No.
And we're looking
for... The artwork this week is going to be me as Terry Vallejo.
Oh, my God. We should be there for Halloween, dude.
I'm the dog.
Can we do that?
The big bad dog.
Can you show up for Halloween as Hulk Hogan and
Just
Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, huh?
Halloween is on a Sunday. You got
to
dress up,
I want
dog.
You to dress up. Shocktober.
Dude.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
We have a lot of fun all this right. October.
Please dress up. I want you to be Hulk Hogan. I'll be Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I got a leather jacket at the house. I could cut the sleeves off, and I could kind of look like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
You can do Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'll swap it up. I just want you to dress up, dude.
I'll dress up. I'll do it.
We celebrated your birthday. I bought you a delicious cake. We got fucking jacked up on sugar just before the show started.
Yeah, I was. I wanted to do a skit on here where we talk about like Naked and Afraid, and we do it naked.
That'd be good. I like that. We could do that.
Yeah.
I got a fart. I'm trying so hard to hold it in because
we're
I
at an hour and five.
Up,
we're at an hour and five.
Yeah. Why don't we? Hey, look. We goddamn f words.
Yo. All I know is it felt good being back in the studio.
Yeah. It was very nice.
Everybody
have
fun.
Very nice. Absolutely. Dude.
We hope everybody out there in TV land had fun.
Everybody in
and
TV
and if you
land.
Made it this far, please go over to our YouTube and subscribe to that so we can start getting paid from this motherfucker.
That's fucking right, dude.
Cranking out a couple more shows for you
just
guys,
giving you guys free shit. Ungrateful mother.
And if you haven't already, you could go over to Spotify and you could follow us on there, or Apple, or wherever you stream your audio podcast. This will drop Mondays. We drop every Monday, yes. And our YouTube drops every Wednesday.
Show your racist friends.
Yep. Guys, this was an absolute fucking pleasure to miss.
Happy
I miss you guys.
Bro.
I miss
happy
you,
birthday dude. Again to Jay.
Happy birthday, sweet Jakey boy.
All right, boys, let's take it out. This was episode 62 of DJVW. I'm Jay. He's Dave. That's Marco.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulk is Terry Vallejo.
That's right.
And we're out, brother.
I love you, mama.
Dave and Jay first up the world.